Blackstone Audio presents Awaiting Orders by Tobias Wolff. This book is read by Anthony Heald.
Sergeant Morse was pulling night duty in the orderly room when a woman called, asking for Billy Hart. He told her that Specialist Hart had shipped out for Iraq a week earlier. She said, "Billy Hart? You sure? He never said a word about shipping out."
"I'm sure."
"Well, sweet Jesus, that's some news."
"And you are, if you don't mind my asking?"
"I'm his sister."
"I can give you his email. Hang on, I'll fetch it for you."
"That's okay. There's people waiting for the phone. People who don't know any better than to breathe down other people's neck."
"It won't take a minute."
"That's okay. He's gone, right?"
"Feel free to call back. Maybe I can help."
"Ha!" she said, and hung up.
Sergeant Morse returned to the paperwork he'd been doing, but the call had unsettled him. He got up and went to the water cooler and drew himself a glass and stood by the door. The night was sullenly hot and still. Just past 11, the barracks quiet, only a few windows glowing in the haze. A meaty gray moth kept thumping against the screen. Morse didn't know Billy Hart well, but he'd had his eye on him. Hart was from the mountains near Asheville and liked to play the hick for the cover it gave him. He was forever running a hustle. Hart, engaged elsewhere when there was work to be done, yet always on hand to fleece the new guys at poker or sell rides to town in his Mustang convertible. He was said to be dealing, but hadn't got caught at it. Thought everyone else was dumb. You could see him thinking at that tight little smile. He would trip himself up someday. But he'd do fine for now. Plenty of easy pickings over there for the likes of Billy Hart. A good-looking troop, though. Some Indian there, those high cheekbones, deep-set black eyes. Beautiful, really. And with that slow, cat-like way about him, cool, aloof, almost contemptuous in the languor and ease of his movements. Morse had felt the old pull, despite himself. Knowing Hart was trouble, but always taut in his presence, fighting the stubborn drift of his gaze toward Hart's face, toward that look of secret knowledge playing on his lips. Hart was approachable, Morse felt sure of it, open to whatever might offer both interest and advantage. Still, Morse had kept his distance. He didn't give advantage, and couldn't take the risk of a foolish entanglement, not now, anyway. He had spent 20 of his 39 years in the Army.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?